Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. I will tell you, Austin, you give Austin a couple minutes to get on it, let alone a couple segments or a couple seconds, you in trouble. So, Austin, have at it.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the opportunity presented to me here on Old School as we wrap up. 8750 on the text line says, I love how Austin can bag on Iowa. All Iowa does is put people in the NFL and win games. Correct. They do. But what games is Iowa winning? The ones against Nebraska. Okay. That sucks. It really stings. We don't like it. And seven or eight others a year, which, again, is more than Nebraska. Recognized, admitted, don't like it. Number one, I can bag Iowa because guess what? It's a rivalry. It's fun. They deserve it to their own degree. I have respect for Iowa, which is very tough to say. I took some effort, but I said it. Because they know who they are, what they want to be, and what they do well. Fine. Good for them. Whether you look at football, all the defensive guys, all the offensive linemen, all the tight ends they put in the league, commendable. Respectable. So where's your upper level success? If you're putting that many dudes in the NFL that consistently, why are you just a good regular season team? Same thing for basketball. Iowa basketball has produced some pros, or at least some Big Ten players of the year, some first team all league guys. Where's their postseason success to show for it? When's the last time they were in a Sweet 16? When's the last time they made a Final Four? You know, if what Iowa wants to be is put guys in the pros, be a good regular season team, whatever comes after that is gravy, fine. More power to them. If that's how they identify themselves as a program, if that's who they want to be,
yeah.
Cool. Congratulations. Mission accomplished. Would love for Nebraska to get close to that spot again. You know, check back in 15 years and say, yeah, Nebraska's putting guys in the pros. Nebraska's consistently in the postseason. My question for Iowa is, and has always been, do you want more? Do you want more? Are you content with where you're at? If you are, fine. But then I'm allowed to say you have zero national championships because you're not trying for national championships. I'm allowed to say you haven't made the Final Four, which I get neither as Nebraska. Different standards, different places. But what I can appreciate about Wisconsin, what I was trying to say before, is that Wisconsin set its eyes on something bigger, right? They haven't accomplished it yet, but neither has Iowa. So would you rather swing for the fences and miss like Wisconsin, but you might hit a home run your next at bat? Or would you rather keep hitting singles like Iowa? I'm not saying Iowa's wrong for doing that. I'm not saying Wisconsin's right for doing that. I'm just saying I prefer the Wisconsin approach, and it continues to boggle my mind how no one in a position of leadership at Iowa Athletics has held Kirk Ferentz's feet to the fire or Fran McCaffrey's feet to the fire to get them to figure out how, hey, maybe we can try to take this next step. It hasn't been done. If that's what they want to do, cool. I just don't know why there hasn't been more.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, I wouldn't say scared of the other side of the coin, but that's what Wisconsin's facing right now. And I don't think it's in, I think Iowa's essentially been really, really good at what they've been doing. Then they had the special year, you know, the Big Ten championship game and so forth and so on. I think number one, Iowa's always this way back.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Even before I was playing, obviously Hayden Fry's had some good teams, but they've always been jealous of Nebraska in the close proximity. It has been. They were jealous of Nebraska, turned their nose up at Nebraska, excuses for we're winning. And then fast forward, we get into the Big Ten, and then you go to the
another piss that we're here.
Yeah, and then Sean Eichhorst says, remember when he let Bo go, he's like, Iowa can't be our standard, right? Well, then Iowa took off then.
We had to evaluate where Iowa was at as a program.
But then Iowa took off from there. And
their best 10 years.
And Nebraska was more competitive with Iowa, I think, at that very first part of the Big Ten. And then obviously Iowa, you know, they turned out pro players and having really good players. They had Luka Garza and then that really special team.
Peter Jok, Tyler Cook.
And and they've had the same three-headed monster. And then obviously women's basketball took off, where Nebraska's obviously been in transition. So I think that's where it comes from. I respect what they do. I respect Kurt Ferentz. Meeting him and talk to him, I understand. I trained a kid that went to Iowa, talked to guys that went to Iowa. They do some things really good, some things not very good. I think Nebraska does, you know, a lot of good things as well. So I think it's just a matter of Iowa's that cousin. at the family reunion that's got bad breath and shower and hadn't showered. And then when you know, play your turkey bowl or whatever, they just somehow tackle you or rebound and they put their stinky armpit on you and they think they've won, but they're the same one. Yeah, and they're the same one that don't wear deodorant and all that other, you know, come to the family reunion unkept and seem to always kind of win the game of 21 or something.
Yeah,
but they always, you know, there's always discrepancy on how they win and it's always the same thing. And so
8750, how many great coaches don't win at all? Plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty. Okay, I'm not saying Iowa has to win a national title, but was Iowa outside of 2015 when they got pasted by Stanford in the Rose Bowl, was Iowa ever a legitimate contender even for the college football playoff?
Well, here's where I think you're both right. I think Kurt Ferentz can still do exactly what he was doing.
Yes.
But then just add to it. They just haven't added to it yet. Mm-hmm. Now, I think injuries and circumstances to where, you know what, you're in the middle of the season, you're supposed to be explosive on offense. Well, guess what? We're winning with defense and special teams. The object is to win the game. So I'm going to respect that more than anything. So I think you can get it to both ways. There's a lot of great coaches that don't win it. There's a lot of great players that don't win it. And, you know, you just got to tip your hat to them. But then also I always got to have a little bit of reality, though, too.
A little bit of pride.
Yeah, you're still ugly.
Tell him.
Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orbit on Wednesday. We're out of here. Ticket weeknights, we can turn it over to the Lighthouse with my man Bill Michener and crew. Got my man Fam Bam Jay Pitts in there, too. That's family right there.
Family.
Yeah. So, anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll holler at you tomorrow.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.